There's a fundamental truth which most people just don't want to hear, which is that the greatest threat to life on Earth is farming. Farming? No. Hang on a moment. It can't be farming. Farming is the greatest cause of habitat destruction, the greatest cause of biodiversity loss, the greatest cause of extinction, one of the greatest causes of climate breakdown, one of the greatest causes of water pollution, the greatest cause of soil destruction, the greatest cause of water loss. Tick, tick, tick. All those boxes. It's farming which comes out either right on top or very near the top. Because every hectare of land that you're using for an extractive industry like farming is land not used for forests, for wetlands, for savannas, for all the other crucial habitats which are essential to prevent the collapse of our ecosystems, which will also lead to our destruction. For example, on one estimate, with just one more degree of heating, we'd see 32% of the surface of the planet drying out. We would see simultaneous droughts hitting an entire arc from Portugal to Pakistan at the same time. We're looking at enormous rates of soil loss, and without soil, there is no farming. We are totally reliant on this thin cushion between rock and air that gives us 99% of our calories. And yet we are ripping into it as if there's no tomorrow. The projections for future crop productivity are entirely dependent on using more irrigation water. Just one problem, there isn't any. It's already maxed out. The aquifers are shrinking because so much water is being drawn out of the ground. The snow caps and the glaciers from which mountain water comes, those are shrinking because of global heating. The water is not there. So we're going to need a whole new way of doing farming, a way which is both highly productive and low impact. One really thrilling new approach is to replace our annual crops, in other words, crops which grow just in one year and produce food for just one season, with perennial crops, crops which last from one year to the next, where you don't have to plough up the ground every year and re-sow them and start them off with lots of fertilizer and kill all the other plants which might compete with them, but can be well established and keep giving us grain year after year. And already, as a result of work by the Land Institute in Kansas and Yunnan University in China, there are strains of rice which have been harvested continuously now for 6 years without replanting, which are providing the same yields as annual rice, ordinary rice, provides. This is incredibly exciting. It's potentially transformative. And this could be one of the technologies which allows us, with the right political support, to get through the rest of this century and those that follow. There's also enormous potential in taking fat and protein production out of farming altogether and producing it through brewing, through microbial fermentation, with a tiny fraction of the land area that you need for farming, of the water, of the fertilizer, of all the other impacts. And basically, we need to get out of farming animals. Most animal farming is dependent on public money. We're pouring money into one of the most destructive industries on Earth, which is also abominably cruel to the 75 billion animals that we kill for food every year. We could stop that altogether and still be much better nourished than we are today at much lower environmental cost if we switch from animal farming to precision fermentation instead. I was the first person on Earth outside the laboratory to eat a pancake made from microbial protein. And the really shocking, disturbing, weird thing about it, it tasted just like a pancake. This is the beginning of a whole new world of food, a whole new cuisine, but it needs public support. We need to get the farm subsidies out of animal farming and instead use that money to support this whole new way of producing food. And there's something else very exciting as well. Work being pioneered in particular by a remarkable farmer called Ian Tolhurst, who has found ways of greatly increasing the fertility of his land and the production of the vegetables that he grows without any fertilizer or any manure. It looks like magic, but it's not. It's a way of using the amazing properties of soil and mediating the relationship between the plants he grows and the bacteria and fungi in the soil, which deliver nutrients to the plants. And we need loads of research and development to start to roll out the sort of techniques that Tolly is using and to make them available to anyone who wants to use them. We're trembling on the edge of a whole new way of producing our food. It's very exciting, it's urgently needed, and to protect life on Earth, which includes our own lives, we need to get behind it. I've tried to explain and convey this potential agricultural revolution, this greener revolution, in my book Regenesis, Feeding the World Without Devouring the Planet. You can buy the book, or you can borrow it, or you can steal it. I don't care. Just read it, because it gives us some of the keys we need, some of the tools we need to change the world.